For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Scott Morgan. There is a centuries-old schism between African Americans and the institutions of government and medicine, far too nuanced for us to convey here. But across those centuries, church is the one community organization that Black citizens have always felt had their well-being fully in mind.
At the end of the day, who's going to look out for us?
Reverend Jarrett Feit is the campus minister at Clinton College and pastor of New Mount Olivet AME Zion Church in Rock Hill.
We have to be able to trust those who are in the trenches, who are in the valley with us every single day, and that's typically our church leaders.
Church leaders are pivotal to communicating information about the coronavirus to communities of color. State epidemiologist Dr. Linda Bell says health officials have made sure of that.
The DHEC approach has been to work with the faith community collectively to send information out to church leaders from different denominations so that we can provide information and then they can disseminate that information within individual churches, within individual communities.
So what does that sound like, that bridging of science and society and religion?
Sometimes people can say that, think that their faith will protect them from everything, and your faith will, but then God said, don't be foolish.
This is Reverend Calvin Robinson, pastor of Trinity Baptist Church in Florence, speaking at a recent press conference there.
We cannot confuse foolishness with faith. When the death angel passed over in Egypt, God told the people to stay in the house. So if we need to stay in the house, if our scientists who are so brilliant that God gave them knowledge and they tell us to protect ourselves, then we need to protect ourselves. Trust God, but also follow instructions and be careful.
In Rock Hill, Reverend J.T. Barber tells his congregation at Boyd Hill Baptist Church much the same.
Don't be so worried about it, but be concerned. You see, sometimes we can worry about something and put us in worse shape. And I say, you know, be concerned and, just abide by the rules that had been handed down.
But depending on the age of the person hearing it, that seemingly straightforward message can get complicated. Reverend Feit says older church members have had their worldviews molded by how the church took the fore within the African-American community during times of Jim Crow and segregation.
Those things that our older members have lived through have shaped their lens on life and their dependency on the church. Our younger members have not gone through those same things, so they don't view the church the same way that their foreparents did.
Indeed, they do not.
So with the thing with DHEC, right, using the church as a way, I think that is a great route to take. But how are we seeing church? And that's differently.
Tadian Page is 24 years old. Like a lot of young Black Christians in York County, he attends church at the Movement Center. It's a physical place, but it's also a tech-savvy operation that appeals to those who want to stay in touch with their congregations online. And while he respects the historical importance of the intimate neighborhood-level church to African Americans, Page questions their ability to be effective conduits of information at a time when everybody needs information at the same time.
You know, a lot of people are doing church online. A lot of people are doing like your larger mega churches who like Elevation and like these bigger churches now, people my age. So you going to X Baptist Church may not work anymore to provide this information to people, right? Because one, a lot of people our age aren't going there, and we're the ones helping to inform our older generations on what's going on.
If this pandemic has given people a perspective on one thing, it's how important technology is in communicating, particularly with vulnerable populations. For 26-year-old Ayanna Crawford, who also attends church at the Movement Center, the sheer logistical and financial pressures of keeping a physical space might lead to the end of small churches with only a few older members.
If churches survive this, are they able, they're going to have a building to come back to, or they're going to have to, you know, go back to meeting house to house. Some churches online might just work better.
Crawford says she worries about how housebound older churchgoers are able to stay in touch when they are the ones who most need to avoid being around potentially infected people. But older doesn't mean out of touch with tech. The congregation at Boyd Hill Baptist is mostly over 70. Reverend Barber is over 80. And their approach is a pretty good mix of high-tech and old-fashioned.
We've been putting it on Facebook and YouTube, and we've been making personal phone calls practically every other day. And matter of fact, since this happened, I think we probably stay in touch more now than we did in the beginning.
Reverend Barber says the congregation's younger members regularly check in on older ones, who go as high as 101, so that the older members don't have to risk going out. It is, he says, how church works in Black communities. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Scott Morgan in Rock Hill. Find this story online at southcarolinapublicradio.org.